Okay, here we go. Cinnamon Bay's Hilchasuga. Vav. Vav through your tests. Okay. Shulchan. Two people that are sitting on the table. Now, that doesn't mean on the table. It means they're sitting at the table. If each person's Even if each one has their own plate, or each one has their own fruits in front of him, the gadol should be the one to take first. And if somebody takes first, I raise a gargaron, then he is considered a fresser, or a, how do you say it, a gargaron. He's like a glutton, a glutton. It's an interesting thing. My mother, when she sits in my house, will not take food unless she asks my permission. Yeah, go figure, right? But yeah. She must think I'm a glutton. She won't have anything left. But anyway, so. But I don't understand how you deal with that. We said that you're supposed to feed your kids first, right? So I don't know how that fits exactly. Okay, Zion. I just did that, right? No.
I'm sorry.
They're both eating out of the same plate, right? And one of them stopped in order to take a drink. Is a double cut in order to go take care of something minor, meaning as opposed to something major, in which case he just left. So Derech Eretz who Shagama Sheni Yamtin love it's Derech Eretz, you should wait. But if there's three people sitting there, then two people don't stop for one. This is basic menschlichkeit. So then you also have when your wife is serving or whoever's serving you, right? And then you just start eating with, what are they, your waiter? I mean, I guess they are, but waitress, their waiter? No, you wait to eat together, right? I mean, that's the menschlich thing to do. That's, I don't know if that's based on what this Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is saying or not, but that's similar type of thing. You're supposed to eat together with people, not
That's the fifth chalak.
That is the fifth chela, but here it's in the regular Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so it's along the same lines.
My wife tells
Yeah.
me soup not to wait because it's not going to be
Yeah, okay. I saw Adam Trocha Bapas, a person can do whatever he needs to with bread. Right? Meaning, I guess if you need bread, you want to use it as a plate, to hold your place or something like that. But delay mimisi pay, that's only if it's not disgusting, meaning you're not going to make the bread disgusting. Mas pay loy, but you can't do it with something that's going to be disgusting. Hilkach. Ain't saimchen you can't lean a plate on it. Imhimalaya dover, if it's full. Shim yipol alapas, you must, because if that plate falls on the bread, then it's going to be disgusting. And when you eat a little bit of cooked food with pieces of bread, and the pas is, you're using the bread as a spoon, which is what people do, I think, with dips, right? Well, no, dips, you actually eat the bread. Here, you're not eating the bread, you're using it as a spoon. Then you have to eat a little bit, meaning, what would a marshal for this be? Cholent. Let's say you don't, or by a kiddush, right? Our good old kiddush. You don't have a fork by the kiddush. So you're taking your bread, or this works with sourdough or crackers. The question is, the crackers have a din of bread, and you're using it to scoop the food into your mouth. So then that's a bezayin to use, because you're making the bread disgusting.
Like
So then,
salsa and corn chips?
yeah, but that, right, but we're talking about, I don't, corn chips certainly don't have a din of bread.
You're saying, but you're doing it with bread.
No, but even the salsa, don't you always eat the corn chips together, or with the tortilla, whatever, tacos?
Yeah,
See,
you do.
nachos
You
eat the
do. You do.
Yeah. So, and then whatever left over from the bread, you should also eat it, so it shouldn't be a bizarre. Meaning, the point is, don't make a fork or a spoon out of bread. Test also lizard pass a filo b'makom she'en animus. It's also to throw bread, right? Even if it's a place that's not disgusting. He has rika he bezayin. Just throwing out the bread is a bezayin. It's a big issue, right? Usharmina echlim. And we'll get back to it. And also an idea is rika. If it's kind of disgusting by the way it's thrown. And then you can't throw it away. Like walnuts and that type of thing, then that's mutter to throw away. Okay, so let's stop right there. How do you throw away bread in the garbage that it's not going to get disgusting?
Who throws it away in the garbage?
Well, that's most people, I think.
Not my family.
What do you do? How do you get rid of it? You throw it outside?
Yeah. Can't throw out bread.
Okay, but that's where it comes from. It says it right here. Also, lizroik pas. You're not allowed to throw. Here, it's stomp throwing bread. Forget about it into the garbage. Saying you're not allowed to throw it at all. Right?
You're supposed to wrap it up, I thought.
But even wrapping it up is still going to be bizyanus, isn't it?
What about a bakery that all the extra bread?
Oh God! Now you, I don't know. You know, if I say something you don't like to hear, I'm going to be out muffins. So I don't know.
They'll slide it. They'll just slide it down.
I don't know. I mean, what do you do with the extra?
The Heimish bread is garbage after Shabbos. If nobody takes it, I sell my bread 50% off till Tuesday, and if it doesn't sell, it's all garbage. There's nothing to do
Right,
with
so what, right, so then I don't know. I just wonder, and I don't know if this is true or not true. I just wonder if bismanazeh, that bread is so bountiful, bismanazeh, that it doesn't have the same bazillion. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, fine. Ain't nothing to say you're dying, but behind you're not allowed to wash your hands with wine, or bashar mashka with other liquids, mishum bazillion, because it's a bazillion. When you take any food and put it on the ground, you need to lift it up. And a Michael that's right to an Adam, ain't machilin, you can't feed it to a behemoth, mishum bizu eichlin, because of bizayin to eichlin. Right? Fine. Yud, im tzorach lasis ezer refuah bepas. Let's say you have to do a refuah with bread. For whatever reason, somebody tells you that this bread will provide some form of healing. Oy b'shar dabar maichel, or any other type of food. Afal pisha nimus b'kach, even though it's disgusting. Mutter, it is mutter. Fine. Yizar ma'oy b'peirun and shalai yizar gem. Here we go. Now we're back to the bread. You have to be very careful, even with crumbs. David, you do it with crumbs too? Shalai yizar gem, that you can't throw them, you can't throw them to a place where it's going to be a bezayin. Right.
I don't know. We shake the tablecloth out, maybe outside. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't stick around that long.
And then walk on it.
Well, that just yeah, but that would be a problem too if you throw it outside a place where you maybe putting it on the grass. You're not going to walk on it. The birds get it. The
Don't usually stick
kashulanis.
around. I don't stick around that long to find out that to find that out.
See, that's the thing. So that's the next line. The kashulanis, it can cause you to become poor. Eli yakaptim v'yitnim la'ifus. You should gather them and give them to the birds. Right. So, okay, this is even crumbs for sure, bigger than crumbs. I mean, in my house, we throw it out. We wrap it up and throw it out. But it's really unclear how we're allowed to do that. Hashoysamayim, somebody who drinks water like
What if there is
yishtu.
no other way you can't put it outside? Let's say you want to put it for birds, but you can't put it for, you have to throw it.
I don't know. I don't know. Also, a big, huge piece, is it going to be going to birds? They're not going to finish the whole thing. I don't
No,
know.
they finish. Yeah, I throw it on top of the roof for the birds. They finish it always.
Really? Because the birds, they
Yeah.
have as a schus of your chosh of a bread. They want it. They all come.
No, they just
Bye.
there's a lot of
Bye, bread. They
birds,
don't
huh?
want. What?
By the way, and then they come back
There's a lot of birds. They like, you know, on top of the
and they
roof,
give it
they
off the
see
other end back on your car
it.
because
That's true.
they're used to your area now.
That's the sacrifice. Yeah. Okay, next. If you drink water, you shouldn't drink it in front of the public. You should turn away. Right? Why this is, I don't know exactly. It's unclear why this is. But by other liquids, you don't have to turn your face. Now,
Even water nowadays, like, is water the same?
we're not makbid on this nowadays. But during a meal, it's for sure okay. All right. And some say that it's only Talmid HaChacham that can't do this. And by the way, water, tea is considered water. So is soda. That's all
I
considered
mean,
water,
we're
yes.
walking around with Stanleys with water all day.
That's true, right? And Hanami. Well, that's also Shaisa B'shuk, right? You're drinking in the shuk. Fine. Yud Gimel Emes Takam B'fnei Oichel B'shaisa. You're not allowed to stare at somebody who's eating and drinking. Loi V'chel Kosher L'fonav, and not with the chelik that's in front of him. Kadesh Loi L'vayshe. Don't embarrass him. I mean, you stare at the guy while he's eating. You can embarrass him. Yud Dal Kol Meichel U'mashk Shemivin L'fnei Adam Sheyesh L'reach. Any food or drink that you bring into a front of a person, and that food smells good. And a person wants it, you have to share. You
The
have to give him
hot
a little
dog's in a
bit,
ball game.
for sure, right? For sure. So you have to give it to him a little bit. Le mishamish. You have to give to the mishamish. Because it can damage the person. It's damaging to see food. I use this all the time in the kitchen in my house. But it's damaging to have food that smells good and you don't get a taste.
We already
Right?
learned it before, but we learned more look at my saliva, spit out the saliva.
Right,
Yeah.
right. We said yes, you should spit out the saliva. That's what it says. If the saliva, if you can't eat it, then the saliva you should spit out.
You're just gathering tons of mitzvahs.
Of course, you show yeah, taking care of your body. Yeah, test vav. Right, you're not allowed to give food to eat to only somebody who knows how to wash his hands, and to make a bracha. Fine. Meaning you're not allowed to serve. Basically, you're not allowed to give food to somebody who's irreligious. Now, Rosh Hashanah says, "Bezman hazeh, you're going to make things a lot worse if you don't give it to them." So, therefore, you can nowadays.
Derech
I don't know if it's well. That's my only problem. Is when
no.
Shulchan Aruch also had Derech Eretz in their day. So, what changed?
No, maybe back then it was more like maybe like you don't want to learn.
That's
Nowadays
possible.
it's more like Tinoch
It could be. It could be. Right.
Shanishba.
It's possible. Or it's just the way we deal with people. We have to be much more cordial nowadays than they were back then. That's the way I always
They were
thought it.
able to
But
handle more.
correct. That's what I think, but I don't know. Tezayin Isha Shein Baala Ima Ain La Lishtes Yain. A woman is alone. She's not with her husband. She's not allowed to drink wine. Vim hi b'makom acher, shelo bebeis. And if she's in another place, meaning not at home, afilu im baala ima, even if her husband's with her, asura lishtay, she's not allowed to drink. V'hu adin shar mashkin mshakrin, the same thing with other mashkin that are mshakrin. V'mi regila lishtos yayin, and if a person is ruggled to drink wine b'fnei baala in front of her husband, v'hu teres lishtos ma'at, they're allowed to drink a little bit, shaloi b'fnei baala, not in front of her husband, because she won't be affected by it. Yeah, so that comes out, you go
How
out,
does
and
it
you go.
start? Where does it start? Like she wasn't born used to drink in front of her husband.
No,
Like,
but she's no. She drinks with her husband. She's allowed to
I
drink
mean,
with her husband.
once they got married, they started drinking together and that's
Yeah,
how it became
yeah.
involved.
From the engagement when they broke open the
Secret
champagne,
partner.
the champagne.
It's probably from engagement. Yeah,
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 yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Maybe from before, from dating.
Could be. I hope not. I hope not. Yeah, Yud Zayin. Also, La'archem lito klum mimashal fneim liten biyad benoi. A guest is not allowed to take anything that's in front of them to give to their son. I beat her, the daughter shel bala bayis. Right, kishema ein la bala bayis yoser mimashal hevi lifneim. Meaning, the bala bayis maybe served you the last food that they have in the kitchen. Now you went and gave it to the bala bayis's kid, thinking you're being a nice guy. When the bala bayis didn't give it to his kid because he doesn't have enough food for both. So you can't do that. But he's bayish, lo yiyu lehem dayin. They're embarrassed that they're not going to have enough. Avalim yesh ala shulchan muchan harbe. But if there's a lot prepared on the table, then it's mutter to give to the kid because you're clearly not going to have this issue. Yud ches hanichnas lebayis. If somebody says, comes home, lo yomer tnu li lechol. We just spoke about it in that shir, huh? Don't come home and say, give me, where's my food? At sheyomru lo heim. Until you say, then until they say, let's eat. Also, lechol misuda she'enam mespekas. You're not allowed to eat from a suda that there's not enough there for the owner. Now, how are you supposed to know that? I don't know. But shezeh ava gazel, that's like similar to stealing. Ava bisha
Is
bala
that
bayis
and that's
mas.
after you give your kids, right? Then you have to have enough for yourself. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's saying you come to a guy's house and he clearly is a poor guy and he offers you to eat. Don't eat.
What are you doing your shlaim when they invite
Right,
you?
that's the problem. Like the Bachram go to the I did it once. It was crazy. I once went to some guy says, these Bachram, they have food in yeshiva, but you want to experience the Yerushalmi things. You go to the shuls and they invite you, and you go to their house, and it's like the guy served this to me. I remember he served a soup with chicken in it, and that was the whole Suda. Right? You think it doesn't happen in America? I was on the phone with somebody last week who was needed some help financially. They're still in Kailo. They're used to having Bachram, and they can't afford it anymore. So they stopped having Bachram. First, they stopped having Bachram. Then the kids couldn't deal with it. They all their years, their little kids are used to having Bachram over, and then all of a sudden they stopped. So they started having them Shabbos day. Shabbos day is cheaper to have Bachram than Friday night. Right, so a bacher that realizes that situation, again, I don't know how you're supposed to figure that out, but a bacher that does realize that should not eat there, and it's almost avak gozel, which is a very strong term. That's even if the owner invited you. For who avon gadol, that's a big avera. And it's very difficult to do tshuva on such a thing. Right. Why? Because you don't even know you did anything wrong. Fine, you test. Also, lots of me makayma kadam shivara perchas amazon. You're not allowed to leave before you say perchas amazon. You'd be surprised how many people do this. It's so common that people ask, "I left my place and now I don't, and I didn't bench. What should I do?" Even to go in the middle of a meal to a different room to finish the suda, or to come back here to finish the suda, meaning you're going to another room, then you go back to the original place. That's not the right way to do it. Even to just go to your door, you gotta be careful, right? But so
I
that's a
mean, people
question
go
that,
to different room all the time, no?
right?
People
So
go
nowadays, so now,
from
right? So it's
dining
very
room, kitchen.
right. So
I
the,
don't know.
it's not a lechatchila, but we look at it as all one big room. So by
Regarding your
us,
car that's moving.
a car that's moving is fine. A car that's moving is
Doesn't.
fine. Yeah. Over of a yacht. So let's say you were over and you left. Bein shu gomer sudasa b'makom shu shom. Whether you finished. Bein shu chayzel lekan ligmar. I'm sorry, but whether you're going to finish your meal in the new place. Bein shu chayzel lekan ligmar. So you're going to come back home. Ain't it tzarach lachzel levarach hamotzi. You don't make a new hamotzi, right? That's the regular dinim of hilchos brachos, which we'll see later on next week, Bez Hashem. The kiman shakovas sudasa el pas, when you kaveh a suda on the bread, I'll be shashina makami, even though you change your place, makomakum nechshava kol suda achas, it's considered one big suda.
And
Ran.
this time of year, you have early mincha.
What, to leave in the middle of your meal?
Yeah, you hear
Yeah.
about people that are making mincha at like 12:30. So sometimes you make kiddush, you run to mincha, you come
12,
back.
12:23 this Shabbos. That's what time mincha was.
Yeah, so that's the thing. If you're in the middle of your meal, really you should bench, especially if you want to do shalashudas, right? So really you should bench and then go. You shouldn't, even though it's considered a dvar mitzvah, so maybe you're allowed to.
And then wash again.
And then, if you want more bread, then you wash again. If you don't want more
I'm
bread, you
saying
don't.
if you know that you continue your seudah, so
Yeah,
isn't
then you'd
it
have to wash again.
brocha
No, because it's a big
to
hefsek. You're
cut?
leaving. You
It's a
left the daven
hefsek.
mincha. Sure, to you left the daven mincha. Yeah, Rakshi zara lecha l'chol pachas kizayis pas b'makom shivarach b'chas amazon. You should try and have at least a kizayis pas wherever it is that you're saying b'chas amazon. Avu kashar dvarim kain. Other foods, the halacha is not like this, vayin lakamon, meaning for bar nefashas and all that, it's a whole different set of halachas where you would need to make a new bracha. Okay, fine. We will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. Surah
Thank you.
Tavis.
You're cool, right? I mean, Scott, thank
So,
you.
good night.
You
Isn't it better than cutting? Isn't it better just to down mincha later, like than cutting the meat and mill into
You
two?
probably, but you have to know. Maybe you're going to miss mincha later. You're going to take a nap. You're going to sleep through it. You have to.
Okay, so it's
It's a lot of
already like all
variables.
this.
Also, davening mincha later bechlal is more lechatchila, Early
I mean,
mitzvah sanah l'chatchila. We're
the
not makir.
Rav Chaim, I mean,
Rav
if you
Chaim
hold
did.
Zrizim, if you hold
Yeah.
Zrizim, is a more of a, yeah, it depends what you hold, a more of a mila.
Right. Yeah. One thing we know for sure, there's no way to win all the way around.
Okay.
That we know.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. All right.